This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Ah, there you go. Thank you, Silence the Voice. Off we go. I got an email. Now, see, here's the counter of it all. From that email from that Justin guy who got mad at me for taking shots. You too, Brett. You got that shot too. And Larry.
I did, yeah.
We all got the same day. And then had the nerve to post that on our Instagram saying, ah, here we go. Great picture of me, by the way, and my fear of needles is... I didn't know we posted that.
That was Larry's shot. Yeah, he's someone, like, you got to post this. I'm like, all right.
Someone sent it to me.
Oh, really? You didn't see it?
I don't pay attention to any. So, look, social media stuff, I still haven't looked. I just know that the picture came. And then people, my buddy Rich was telling me, he's like, man, those people on your Instagram, like, I don't read any of that. I don't care. But I do read emails. And the guy says, Josh says, hello, John. This is Jay, the infectious disease pharmacist in Denver, Colorado. Thank you for getting your COVID vaccine and using your platform to spread a positive message. I don't know if it's so positive. I got the spins. I felt like I felt horrible. I mean, what I did was scare a lot of people away, I think, because it was a nightmare for about 6 hours.
Yeah, on Friday there was a lot of that. At least I'm scheduled to get mine.
Yeah, well, no, look, get it if you're getting it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. It was just I couldn't.
Just don't plan much the next day. Yeah. Let's just go that far. Yeah.
Do it on a Friday.
Yeah,
how about
that's probably the best.
Anyway, there's my positives. I appreciate you being transparent in your side effects, as it's important that people know that those do happen, even rare ones. Regardless of what you say sometimes, I do think you're an influential person. And by virtue of you sharing your story, others who were on the fence might be encouraged to get theirs, which is the ultimate goal. As far as the guy who emailed you to call you a sheep, how about this? That guy. At this point, the majority of healthcare workers are vaccinated, which puts you in the same company as some of the smartest people in the world. Also, his comment about killing people it was supposed to just shows how illiterate and uneducated this human is. I've seen completely healthy 16, 17, 18-year-olds die of COVID right in front of me. I would like him to talk to those parents and tell them, oh, no, it's no big deal. Your kids were supposed to die. Thanks for taking the time to read my small rant. People like that sent me off to no end. As always, thank you for everything you do, Jay. Thank you, Jay, up in Colorado, for hanging out with us. Yeah, you know, there's plenty of options in Colorado as well, all of them worse than this. So thank you. I like when other cities can't usurp us. People move and like, I'm taking the morning show with me. And they listen. Yeah. That's great. That makes me feel good. Because they're keeping up with nothing. Floor wax and shoe shine or whatever's up there in Denver. And that's
that
real.
Where floor wax
not,
is?
That's
no,
not
floor
a,
wax is
that's
a real,
real
guy.
Thing. I don't know if he's a nice person. I don't know if his show's any good, but just the word floor wax, I would probably
be
out on.
Oh, Lewis.
Floor wax.
Lewis, yeah. Lewis and floor wax.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Lewis and floor wax was a show in Denver. And it was actually doing really well. But
yeah,
I just
had a long run.
Immediately get turned off by floor wax. What was that dude that we had at the country station in St. Louis that, oh, when we first started, he was the crown jewel of Hubbard Radio for some reason. Because he only wore pajamas to work. Meatloaf or...
Meatloaf.
What was his name?
Meatloaf's taken.
That's a different one. Cornbread.
Cornbread.
That's it. And Cornbread was... Boy, oh boy, was he just... He's the bee's knees, the Cornbread.
Cornbread and fritters in the morning.
Yeah, so Cornbread... Cornbread's catch was he'd show up to his radio show in pajamas every day. And people were like, this... He's just one of those. He's just a... He's an eccentric performer. And then Cornbread said, I don't want to work here anymore. And they just unloaded him. They got into a fight. Is his last name Floorwax for real?
Come on.
I don't know. Michael Floorwax. Maybe it's spelled differently, but like, I don't know. He could be a great person. I don't know him at all. I just think Floorwax sends me the other way as far as morning shows.
Well, he was on the beach from 2014 to 2018. This was about his triumphant return in 2018.
The Floorwax back to Denver. Well, I don't know. He could be great. He could be phenomenal. He's not as good. According to Jay, the infectious disease guy in the hospital, he doesn't want to listen to Floorwax. He likes to drag us along.
Yep.
And that's in a different city. So good for you.
Unspecified health issues, John.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Stepped away. He got the spins, got the vertigo.
He could have got the vertigo for years. I would end it. I was about to kill myself at like 8 that morning. And then I read about it. Some people suffer from vertigo like all the time. And there's methods. The guy that defaced the Tom Mix Memorial for us, Michael, he emailed me when he talked to me or texted me and said something about vertigo. And then he had all these like solutions. He's like, I've if you've ever, and there's like, I guess, things you can practice that keep it away. Because people who have it can get it any time, and it just destroys
them. I had a buddy for about 6 months, and they could not figure out what, just imagine. Out of the blue, all of a sudden, it kicked in. And then it continued on, and they you know, did all sorts of tests and all sorts of things, and finally just kind of went away.
Yeah, I've
that and that.
I can't imagine that. The awful
tinnitus or the tinnitus.
Yeah,
like that guy that owned Texas Roadhouse
killed himself.
Yeah,
because of tinnitus or tinnitus. And you know what? I'm going to kill myself over
how to say it.
I know.
I'm tired of it. What's the word? Is it tinnitus or tinnitus? Ear doctors go, well, it's actually tinnitus. Well, then you've lost the fight because everybody says tinnitus. Just call it tinnitus. It's not that big a deal. We all know what it is. No, it's tinnitus. Shut up. You're going to give me tinnitus. You're going to wish I had it so I couldn't hear you. People say it wrong all the time. It's tinnitus. I don't care. Stop the ringing in my ears. Just pick one.
How about this random texter? Sounds right up the alley. Hey, guys, let me hook you up with some IV vitamins before your next shot. Curb those side effects for you,
bro. I do like that. I've had those before.
Yeah.
Makes your pee. And, you know what's really crazy is that you can taste it when it goes in.
I never had that. Is it good?
The taste?
Does it work?
Oh, yeah. You feel great.
Okay.
That's also my point. Like the guy that emailed you that you're a sheep.
Yeah.
He would probably go, yeah, I'll take some IV.
I'll take some IV vitamins.
From a stranger I met on text.
Right. Intravenously.
It's Brady's Russian pollen guy on the side of the road.
He's got
IV.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got some.
And no offense to this person.
He's got a business card.
Yeah, it's nice of you to offer that, but I do not know you. We're not sharing needles. Maybe after a lunch, I get to know
you. What are your credentials?
Let's go out to your Yukon and then shove needles in each other.
Can have a business meeting at the Swizz.
We'll go to the Swizz. Yeah. Wash your hands.
It was bad enough when local bands were doing it to us.
So I just realized that my pictures of the Swizz fingering were live shots on my phone. I thought they were stills. They're lives. And you
can
see
about the little action.
You can see the pumping. Can't get enough. It went on for a long time.
Yeah, because I assume he's got big hands.
He's in there.
Past the wrist.
Oh, he's well past the wrist. Can you do the live shot on that?
No.
Oh,
I can't post live shots.
Because the pulsating is the key to the whole shot. That's early entry right there. But the pants
that's early entry?
That's right when that got deeper.
That's shallow.
Sha-la-la-la-la. Yeah. In a sha-la-la-la-la. Because that's how you know the other guy was enjoying it. He started to sing that. In a sha-la-la-la-la. Oh. You're hitting my Lady Gaga. Perfect. In a sha-la-la-la-la. In the shallow now. God, I hate that song. Anyway, Brady, you had something go wrong Thursday you wanted to tell everyone about.
Just Fix It, episode 2.
Oh, windshield
wipers? Actually just mine. So, no, I was coming. I played golf that afternoon, and on the way home from the Raven, a landscape truck, a rock comes off of it.
Oh, boy.
Miss it with my front row. Yeah, I'm on the 10.
Right.
Miss it with my front wheel and hit the back.
How big is it?
I swear. It was probably 2 bricks.
Oh, it's like a rock.
It's a rock.
Hardscape. Like a boulder.
Big. Yeah. And I swerve out of the way and miss it on the front side, and you think you're by, but you're going 70.
Sure.
Boom! Backhand comes up. And I'm like, that's hard. And as I keep driving, I'm like, all of a sudden the tire gauge comes up on the thing. It says,
you blew your tire.
41, 41, 41, 2.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, tire's out. I'm like, hope it. You know, keeps riding because I'm on a part of the 10. There's not really a good pullover.
No, and you're in the HOV lane.
Nope.
That's where you hit the facts.
If you drive a Lincoln Outback, you can use the HOV lane.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
It is a Lincoln Outback.
It is.
That's hilarious.
It's a nice Outback.
So I get to the
never thought of it that way.
I pulled in the other end. So like,
I can
Outback.
See that.
Yeah, it's a Lincoln Outback. Sorry, go ahead. Brady likes wagons.
Awesome. So I get to the 60 ramp, and the pull-off area is double wide. I didn't know that, so that's where I pulled over.
Right.
The driving lane?
No, it's the ramp to get from the 10 to the 60.
Huge, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It swings over wide, so I get over there. That way you feel a little bit safer.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there. Well, I'll call Lincoln Roadside. But I could have maybe.
Changed your tire?
Yeah, the spare's back there. I could have fixed it.
You didn't, though.
Do you have a spare, though? Because Chris's new car that his dad gave him is a Kia Soul. He's got an inflator
Yeah.
And then a compressor. So, I don't know if it's, like, stop leak is the first one, and then you fill
Correct.
It up with the second one. Is that
right.
how it works?
I think it's, I think it's, like, Instaflat. It's
So, I thought, I was thinking that I didn't have the spare, because there is an inflator thing there as well, but I didn't check. I'm just like, I don't think I have one, but I'm going to have Lincoln Roadside anyway. So, I called them up.
You want us to come out and change your tires, sir?
They didn't change your tire.
On your wheelchair or on your car?
I'm a perfectly capable man.
So they put it on the flat.
Sure you are.
You can't help
exactly. You're sitting out there. So they put it on the flatbed. But the what's interesting, the text over says, due to COVID-19, we can't take passengers in the tow truck.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. That can't be. You can't leave someone on the side of the road. And the guy basically says, look, they put that out there.
Right.
I'm not leaving you on the side of the road. Or unless you have a ride,
right.
I have to wait here until your ride
gets you when my tire went flat.
Did you
Sholo.
Just out the guy for breaking protocol?
Sure.
Sure.
But it's over. Dick. Trust me. I watched dudes fingering each other in public yesterday. It's over. The guy probably tried to finger Brady. We're all celebrating. In Sholo back in October when my tire blew up, and that guy's like, I'm like, am I allowed in the cab? They said I was, and he goes, what, because of the farce? And I said, yeah, and he goes, I don't care.
I think it's in general. Most of the towing guys are like, Ben,
you're not getting a whole lot of Biden-friendly lefty tow truck drivers.
So the timing of it was pretty good because of out-of-work hypnotist comedian Flip Orley picked me up on the side of the
Flip he's not out of savior. Work, is he?
No,
he's working in a factory, I believe.
Oh, yeah, no, he's work, but out of a comedy.
He's working as a waitress.
Comedy's been
on
pause.
Yeah.
And now it's
You can't hypnotize people in bunches when there's a pandemic going on. Well, good. I'm glad isn't the Outback's back to normal?
No.
No.
Not only did that rock pop the tire, it dented the interior of the rim and cracked it.
So the wheels broke, too.
Wheels broke.
So you got to get a whole new shebang there.
Yep.
And your insurance got to cover that, yeah? That's roadside.
Well,
that's road hazards.
It's border of whether to go through insurance or because the deductible is going to be about.
Didn't you hit a printer once?
Yeah, I hit a fax machine.
Right. Hell, you hit a fax machine.
All in one. I go, you can see it was all in one. Then she said that the other day.
We were going somewhere.
All in one fax machine. Look, it's just a fax machine.
I think you called me like, not going to make it. Where are we going somewhere?
Just hit a fax on the 60.
What? Did you veer off into an office?
Falls off another out of the back of a truck and just into the lane. And there's two cars on either side. I can't go anywhere. Boom.
Yeah. Weren't you and Ronnie in an argument or something, too? Didn't you tell me? It's like,
no, she was not upset that I hit it because it was her car.
Oh, right. She thought you would have avoided it if it was yours.
Yeah. You would have been rolling like a barrel down the road.
Well, geez, that stinks. So you're running on a donut?
Running on the donut.
Oh, man.
The boys at Gunnel's
Tires. We just talked about that the other day.
Yeah, we need to see how fast you go before the donut.
Oh, the guy at I went to. It worked out good because the tow service was called by Ryan Gunnel's Tires, and he goes, "I'll take care of it. We'll get it over there."
Right.
But the guy's like, "Remember, we put that space saver on there. Don't go over 60."
Okay.
Oh, I've been blazing.
How fast are you going?
120.
Oh man!
I mean, I'm pushing it.
Man, the whole time just on your stereo. X gonna give it to you. X gonna give it to you. He used to like to drive fast. He can't anymore. Yeah, well, good. I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad everything's good.
It's expensive round of golf.
And you need to stop tailgating. I think that's your problem. You're too close to fax machine, loosely carried fax machines and rocks. I don't get behind those trucks that carry stuff.
Well, I didn't. It had been dropped. I mean, it wasn't in back of me.
Oh, I thought it fell off. Oh, so
no,
it was just
so
in the
one
road.
Guy, you know, you're behind it. One guy goes out of the way and tumbles it into your side.
Oh.
So it's in motion.
Yeah.
So you're just trying
nothing
to get
do.
Nothing you can
do. There's a tire. We're starting to see that again. It got a little hotter, so the tires are starting to split on freeways, and I'm driving down the freeway the other day.
Worst.
And just it's tire everywhere. And everybody just starts treating it like it's, you know, the Malachi Crunch. Everybody's lanes don't matter anymore. Everybody's just avoiding the
tires. And
how
about the sound that makes when you whap your car?
When one comes off of your car, it's like somebody's beating you up. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. Well, good. You're alive. The rock's still on the freeway. They had that cop the other day, that bedroom set fell off a truck. and he had to stop traffic and go out and pick up the mattress. And you know what was really bad about that? All those people lined up on the freeway that he had to, you know, rolling stop. And he stops the freeway and he gets cone out and gets everybody into the HOV lane as best he can, but the four other lanes are stopped. Not one of those pricks got out to help that cop move that mattress. It's all on the ADOT cameras and the thing. And this poor cop's out there tugging on that by himself. I didn't see one person get out of their car and walk out there and go, hey, let me give you a hand. Jerks. B-holes. Loads of them. Now, I'm not saying I would have done it either. I'm just saying I wasn't there. So who's to know? I can say I would have. It would have been good.
I remember being on the 101 and I was hauling the couch on a move and one of the cushions came off. I had to play Frogger to go across the median to get the cushion.
Man, screw that noise.
That couch I had for 2 years and it always had a tire track across
the best leather couch I've ever seen.
Leather cushion.
First of all, look, the better part of Brady's couch story is he bought half a couch.
Yes.
You didn't buy the matching?
No. He bought half a couch. It didn't have the other half.
Is that creative leather?
Yeah, and he decided
someone had it made.
Good deal.
And they didn't. And
it was half a couch.
Why did you buy half a couch?
Because it was
a
good deal.
Put an end table on it.
No, you could tell it was. No, you could tell it was such a bachelor moment. It had half of his couch and it had a tire tread
maybe
over.
Maybe I was a bachelor.
It was a tire tread over half a couch. Like, well, I see what happened to the other half of this couch. Clearly, it was taken out by a semi.
It was my race couch.
It was nice if it was a whole couch, but you had just the half, and then it was supposed to L off or be another part of a sectional, and you just didn't get the
beauty.
Other half.
Why would you get the other half?
It just kind of went out, and it was an infinity edge couch, really, is what it was. It had no ending.
Chaise. It was a chaise lounge couch.
It was a big,
couch.
Long chaise lounger with a tire tread on it. I mentioned DMX. And the ex going to give it to you. Well, Brady was driving 120 on the donut. And isn't it amazing? I mean, talk about the redemption thing. I just got an email from somebody who's like, how come you went off on Ducey's son when he was doing dumb stuff, but Hunter Biden's banging these two chicks? I'm like, look, the pictures of Hunter Biden that I've seen, I don't think Hunter Biden is a redeemable person. But they've got him on this redemption tour right now. Like, he's written a book about how bad his life
memoirs.
Used to be and whatever. Maybe he is better now. I don't know him. I don't know enough about it. But, I mean, if he said he was an aspiring rapper, trust me, I'd be all over him like I was Ducey's kid. But DMX is an interesting case of redemption because it's like – it reminds me of Michael Jackson. Nobody liked him. Like, he was he was persona non grata. Like, everybody thought he was the biggest waste of human skin while he was alive. When he dies, it's all of a sudden – it's like, man, he was just an inspiration. I'm like, wait – his –
Well, he went through mainly from the dog thing.
No.
Are you talking about?
He was arrested 33 times. The guy was in jail all the time.
When he was arrested in Cape Creek. We talked about it then.
His animal cruelty thing.
I didn't realize that.
Was above and beyond.
He is a saint then.
He's amazing. He impersonated a federal officer in an airport and tried to carjack someone during his DMX years. Like, he was so drugged up all the time. And everybody's all, you know, oh, he was just so great. And I'm like, no, he wasn't. And I'm a big animal guy. So seeing like five or six, definitely, you know, he got arrested for animal cruelty charges. And all they kept doing was making him do PSAs for like shelters and stuff. And they do that. They did that with Michael Vick. It's like, you go tell people how great it is to own dogs. I'm like, I'm not listening to Michael Vick tell me how great it is to be a pet owner. And I don't want DMX on my TV. Hey, where my dog's at? Oh, oh. Like, yeah, you're going to fight him. You had that ring of pit bulls for a while. He wasn't a good person. It's just, he just wasn't a good person, period. I mean, I'm sorry he's dead and all that. Nobody deserves to be, but he wasn't what they're, this oddness that they're pushing out there is that, oh, DMX was just, he was a lost. No, he was a bad guy from the time he was young until he was, you know, he had a couple of good songs, but that's all it takes to erase 30
but
plus
look,
arrests.
I mean, the people that obviously were posting met him and thought he was a good guy.
Yeah. So. Well, the one person said he's one of those guys that, this was an actual quote. You know, he was one of those people that would be involved in a carjacking and still call your mom, ma'am. He had manners. And I'm like, wait a minute. Carjacking
Take
trumps calling
car.
Women
yes,
ma'am.
Ma'am.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I just carjacked them, ma'am.
Up in here.
Yeah,
up in here.
Oh, excuse me, madam. I wouldn't want to be less than chivalrous to the ladies during a carjacking. What are you talking about? He carjacks someone and says ma'am at the same time? Those are not equals. DMX was not a person to be celebrated outside of he had some cool songs. As a human being, DMX was a mess. He should be held up as an example of everything not to do. But every news story I'm seeing is like, I guess you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but we spoke ill of him while he was alive quite a bit, so I'm not going to change my tune all of a sudden because the guy died. And I think he died from one of his demons. It wasn't like he just, I think, I don't know, overdose usually means you were a drug addict still.
Well, now they're saying, well, he died of heart issues.
Cardiac. It's like,
well, because of,
right,
because of the
drugs.
OD, yeah.
This guy is a cautionary tale. He is not someone to be propped up just because we have such a celebrity culture going that you can't even have, you can't even be honest about like what the person really was. The first thing, DMX was a Christian. He read the Bible every day. No, he didn't.
Up in here.
No, he did not. No, he didn't. And if he did, he didn't understand what was going on in there. While in jail, he read it every day. DMX, he had a purpose for being there. I came here to meet somebody. I don't know who it was, but I'll know when I see him.
John, for a week now, I've had DMX confused for Dave Chappelle.
Incorrect.
All right, Whitey, thanks.
Ow. Yeah, that's very Whitey. Now, you're not a good person either.
No.
And I'll say that at your funeral.
See, I don't feel bad now.
I mean, he was in a – look. Animal cruelty was the first time he got hit with it. He had 12 pit bulls he was fighting.
And as I understand, I mean, they're up in that house in Cave Creek, right?
Yeah, and he did it again.
So someone was supposed to be watching him. I don't know what, but he still was found.
He had all those dogs he'd abused because he didn't care. And he tried to barricade himself in that house, and he had drugs in this and animal cruelty. You just keep going down the list of things. It's animal cruelty this, animal cruelty that, and he was told all you got to do now is go do some PSAs for animal cruelty. DMX, this was not a good person.
No.
This was not somebody to celebrate. And, man, you read it like – and look, and I'm sure I'll get an email, oh, just because he's racist. I'm like, no, there's plenty of bad white people that die that we say are bad, and you should.
Good rapper, bad
look,
person.
I was thrilled when Jeffrey Epstein died. I don't see anybody going, oh, just, you hate Jews. I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah,
I hate
and
Jeffrey
I don't know
Epstein.
About, you know, and maybe you said the
– You hate venture capitalists.
Right. The demons is what got him. You know, but that's the point of addiction. I mean, it could have been that one time. Maybe he was sober all the way up to that point, and that happened.
But it doesn't.
That doesn't mean he's, you know.
But it doesn't give you the right, just because you got demons, to abuse people and be cruel to dogs and cats. And,
but maybe
and,
you
know,
he.
It's
I
not
mean,
the drugs, or it would happen all the time.
After he got in trouble for that, who knows?
I mean, I can read you his after he got in trouble with him. Which animal cruelty charge do you want to talk about?
He went back to the well again?
Five times. Which one do you want to talk about? Because he never got better. Five animal cruelty charges, and one of them was just not feeding. And while he was watching, like that whole, remember that thing?
Didn't he go out of town?
Yeah, but they went to the house and found those. It was a kennel.
Yeah,
some jackass let DMX watch his dogs.
Yeah, I thought he was like had a rescue going.
Yeah,
or something.
And he didn't have a rescue. We had a kill him out here plan. He was terrible. He was just a terrible person. The more I read about him, I'm like, this isn't someone we should be like, yeah. Unfortunately, the very conflicted and messed up DMX passed away. That's an awful thing. I wish he could have turned around. He wasn't turning anything around at all. He was a disaster. He didn't pay child support. He had four kids with the lady, never paid for that. $400,000 in child support he just dodged. He was trying to rob somebody in 2015. Yeah, some guy said, hey, DMX just robbed me to the police. I'm like, who? Yeah, the singer just.
He said, sir, though.
Just robbed me. He was very polite
very
to my
polite.
My mother was with me, and he said, excuse me, ma'am, I wouldn't rob you, son. Yeah, it was crazy. So, drug and animal cruelty charges in 2008. Another one where he's. There was another one in 2010. Where's the first one? No, the first one was like 86, because he. Well, and then he broke out of jail in 86. That's the thing. Before he was DMX, he went to jail for carjacking, and he stole a dog from a junkyard. He was going to do terrible things to that. And then he and his cellmate escaped, and he went home, and his mom's like, what are you doing here? He's like, excuse me, ma'am. I've escaped from jail.
Pardon me.
And then she said, you turn your ass back in. So she made him turn him in, and then he was
– That's where he wrote his first album.
He was sent to prison again for carjacking then. That was – In 1999, he had animal cruelty charges in New Jersey. A dozen pit bulls were found at his home, mistreated. The charge was dismissed because he agreed to do public service announcements and animal rights group. That was the first thing.
Like that happened multiple times.
Oh, yeah. And it seemed like that's the key to fixing this, is that he'll just have to tell other people not to do it. And then he'll go do it again. Yeah, I don't know what the celebration of DMX's life is all about. Now, TMZ's treating him like, you know.
There were a lot of posts on the socials. yeah. people posting pictures of him. Like,
well, it reminds me of Michael Jackson. It reminds me exactly of Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson died, it was like, oh, my God, we've lost such a talent. I'm like, we've been so mean to that guy for the last I don't know how long. And
last
suddenly,
decade of his life.
Yeah, at least the last decade of his life. He wrote a song, Leave Me Alone. Mm-hmm. He told us all, I can't take it anymore. You guys are awful to me. I'm clearly a disaster. Stop bothering me.
Just quit dogging me around.
Quit dogging me. Ooh. But then he'd write another song and be like, he looks weirder than he did in the last one. So, of course, we pointed it. But then when he died, it was like, oh, what a magnificent – he brought us so much joy. I'm like, no, he was a pedophile. Like, that's all we joked about is this ghoulish pedophile for 20 years. Like, Chappelle had the greatest line ever is the Make-A-Wish kids that he supposedly diddled. He's like, what Make-A-Wish kid in 1993? He's like 10 years old. Asked to see Michael Jackson. I don't remember Thriller. It wasn't a part of their life. Why is he?
He's like, the parents should be in trouble.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're like, 7 million? Nope. Get in there, boy.
No dying kid remembered Thriller in 1993.
I'm just going to come up see me because I'm such an inspiration.
No, that was for 30-year-old kids at that point. Anyway, not to bash the dude because he died, but let's settle down a little bit about what a wonderful person he is, because this animal cruelty thing is a repeat problem. And, of course, the crack cocaine, that didn't help. But, you know. But he did say sir and ma'am, which that is a lost art. Once you stop hearing sir and ma'am, I think all the rest soon to follow. Just ask Ed Tom from No Country for Old Men. He thinks that's when it's all over. I think it's the 42 charges of all sorts of other crimes, yeah. And he did have some cool songs. X Gonna Give It To You still gets me going.
Party Up.
I can listen. Look, I can listen to music of bad people because I don't really want to get to know most musicians. I think most of them are loaded with problems. They have, like, there's very
few. The only
few,
way you get good songs,
yeah,
right?
Comedians and musicians, there's very few stable ones. Yeah, it really is. Again, take your record collection and eliminate everybody who's ever been on drugs.
Oh, man.
And then what do you have?
Now, great to get the Carpenters.
Jackson.
Carpenters. They had Tenille. Demons. Yeah, Captain Tenille's not so bad.
She just didn't have substance issues.
They had issues.
Daryl Dragon was a drinker, man.
Dragon drank, and there was some cocaine going on with the Captain Tenille. You don't dress like that if you're not on cocaine. You don't go out of the house going, I'm the captain. Unless you're high on coke.
Time to play the move.
And by the way, that I'm sticking with for years. I am the captain.
Muskrats, where are you?
I don't even want to be Daryl and Tenille. I want to be the captain. Did you call me the captain? God damn it. Little white powder in his nostrils. No way he wasn't. So you even eliminate Captain and Tenille.
Yeah.
I bet you if we called Tony Tenille right now and said, did you guys do coke? Oh, it was the 70s. Did we do coke? How do you think we came up with muskrat sex for a song?
Yeah.
Looks like
Reward.
Muskrat love.
Now, Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. These two people were high as a kite watching rats in their apartment about to do the jitterbug in Muskrat Land. You're making a romance out of rodents having sex.
The shrooms were really good, John. Cake.
They're out. You can't. Man. Maybe Debbie Boone and
Hanson?
No. Mbop
later
made me a cokehead.
All right, John, so explain to me, what new crazy drug was Dandar on?
No, it doesn't necessarily. Yeah.
Doesn't apply always.
It's got to be good.
Yeah.
But take your record collection and say, I'm gonna get rid of everybody who's done anything illegal. You got nothing. Zero left. You wouldn't have any.
Even Christian bands have meltdowns.
The reason they're Christians usually is because their life fell apart.
Striper.
Did Striper have problems?
Striper's got some bad issues in their past.
I don't know. But they've also got terrible music. I would never have that in my record collection to begin with. But, I mean, I don't know why I have I'm on heavy drugs if Striper is something I purchased.
Uncle Ted. Uncle Ted.
Uncle Teddy's in there.
Yeah?
You might be stuck with Nugent.
No substances, though, according to him.
That's he's saying.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Toledo will follow along eventually.
They'll get there.
Yeah, that's the only one. That's pretty good. But I'm sure the guys in his band had stuff.
Oh,
but
sure.
He was, maybe he's the only one.
I think Gene Simmons said the same thing. But Simmons obviously the other guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My record, see? You tell me drugs didn't make your record collection better. It does. But, if I wanted to hold to a standard all my musicians and my entertainers, DMX was a bad dude. His songs were all right. But let's not celebrate what a wonderful human being he was. He wasn't. Period. It's like the dude was and he had problems. That's nothing to, like, you know, sneeze at. But come on. It didn't seem like he was too hell-bent on making those problems go away. Every time he turned around, he was back in trouble. What's the drugs? He was putting them in himself. And I didn't see him trying to kick that either.
Addiction's a hell of a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a 30-year problem. After a while, you're just not a good person. $400,000 of child support's painful. What does your kid need worth $400,000?
I can, you know, and that's where you see the commonalities with how people feel about, you know, Hunter Biden, like DMX.
Well, he's on some redemption tour. I don't think, but again, if he could, he has the opportunity to redeem himself. He's still a evidently a nightmare of a human being from all the stuff that even he's saying. But if he's making a true effort to say, I'm not that anymore, he's got to live with it. He's got to wear that like skin. But, you know, is there redemption possible for Hunter Biden? I don't know him well enough
sure.
to know. Sure. Why not? Is it forced right now because his dad's president? Yeah. Would we be seeing this Hunter Biden redemption tour if Joe wasn't president? No way.
Nope.
He would be doing whatever he does. You don't care who Hunter Biden is unless you've got a beef with his dad. So it's weird. We're just a weird culture. Just a strange time. The celebrity thing is nuts. And Bray's driving around a Lincoln Outback smashing rocks and trying to kill people. Yeah, I pulled in the other morning and I saw that and I'm like, I didn't realize it, but that's like a really snazzy Outback. It's a nice car. I like it.
Sweet.
It's not an Outback, but Lincoln should just call it that, the Lincoln Outback. Because it's not for lesbians anymore.
We did it one better.
We one-upped it, made men okay to drive it. Yeah. You have a thing for wagons. I'd love for you to sit with a therapist and find out why wagons are so...
They're just so practical, John.
I don't think kids find practicality. You like wagons young. You didn't need practical when you were buying wagons. You were a solo bachelor in a wagon. You liked wagons. I wonder
why. I've had a couple.
And you liked them when you were a kid.
I've had the Outback and then...
You like wagons. I had to talk you out of that Dodge thing.
Oh, yeah, I never got that
one. Yeah, you won.
What was it?
The Magnum wagon?
The Magnum wagon.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they looked cool.
He did, and he was on and on.
The
and
Ford
actually,
Flex, I had one of those for
Larry
a
had
week.
One of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Brady said to me...
Nice.
When the Dodge Magnum wagon came out.
Got a huge engine in it.
Like, it does, but that doesn't negate how ugly it is.
It's how they designed the back end, and they helped with U-Haul.
Could put a like, surfboard back there.
Whoa. You're saying that U-Haul helped design the thing and that's a plus to you?
Well, yeah, it's dirty.
Okay. You're not getting this.
It didn't have the weather ban.
No.
At the Outback.
That was, and it went away in like a year because it was ugly. Sure, it's fast, but ugly and fast are, you know, that's a crack addict. That's a woman who you're like, oh, she's disgusting. She'll do everything, but yuck. You can't have it. But this one's nice. This is the nicest. Maybe it's my age that's catching up with me that I'm looking going, you know what? Brady's got a nice wagon. But you've had an affinity for wagons since I've known you.
Yeah, because even the Avalanches were a bit wagony.
Well, I've known
them. Well, that's what's nice about the whole crew cab thing on the trucks. It's always own a pickup appealed to me. All of a sudden started having it was four doors.
Sure. But beyond that, I remember.
Look at the Jeeps. Being
with you at a golf course in a wagon was in a sweet.
God, I like wagons.
You're a wagon guy. I've never known a wagon guy till I met you. Come here. I learned something yesterday at the Swiss. I'm going to try. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there?
All right.
Fix my wagon.
Oh, man. All right. Action Ride Shop bringing you guys the Wake Up Song. Of course, you can check them out on Facebook and on Instagram. Some of the pictures and videos are posting of them out there riding is ridiculous. But at Action Ride Shop, check them out. And here we go. This thing is not working. I'm trying to. Hang on.
Come on.
There we go. I think.
User error.
Damn it.
Well, you've broken the
entire system. One of these
days. It's that Moderna shot. I told you the nanobots are confusing
the computer.
I'm
telling you. Yep. The Moderna.
Yep. You got the Moderna floating through all of our stuff.
So speaking of which, a couple requests came through for System of a Down Needles. And, of course, we had some for the Swizz there. Stains Mud Shovel. Primus, My Name is Mud. Hailstorm, I Get Off.
Yeah.
Got some Jesus ones in there. Bad Religion, American Jesus, Ministry, Jesus Built My Hot Rod, Atlas Rise.
I'll let you pick again today, Brett. This is your thing. Yeah, I know.
Do it,
go
Brett,
ahead.
Do
just
it.
Do it. Just go ahead.
Just do it.
Mud Shovel it is.
I'm trying to decide Mud Shovel or My Name is Mud. But,
I love My Name is Mud.
Let's do My Name is Mud. What the
My
hell?
Name is Mud.
I should have just said that yesterday once I saw the pulsating hand. I didn't realize I took live pictures of it. He's jackhammering. He's getting it done. He's trying to make that guy squirt. I knew that would make Brady make that face. And he might have. Chocolate fountain.
If you saw a rooster tail come up from that.
I'd still be on the floor laughing. If that happened.
You were like, best day ever.
You made me squirt. And then the laughter, I would have died from it. I would have died from the laughter. My ribs would eventually cave in. I wouldn't have made it through. Hilarious. And it's for those guys yesterday. And I'm all for it. Because, again, I'm not going to be – I wouldn't have stopped a guy. I might have taken a picture of it also. That dude's in. He's going after this. Yeah, you know what? They're enjoying their day. I was most offended by the jean shorts. That can't come back. We can't have that. And gay guys run fashion, so –
Full shorts.
I think they're rolled up, too. We can't have jean shorts making a comeback. We just got out of that like 15 years ago.
Well, we've got news from the president of Levi's. There's a new denim trend happening. Not new. It's coming back.
Oh, no.
Okay. It isn't the jean Canadian shorts or bell bottoms. Yeah. The jackets?
No. That found that summer. Ask people, basically, the straight legs are out. And they're going back to wide.
I don't even know.
That's like the boot cut and not bell bottoms.
Skinny jeans are out and wide legs are in.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Just comfortable jeans are all I care about. So wide legs now. For the ladies or for all of us?
For everyone. Okay. It's an all skate.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind next time I'm ordering online.
And your Stitch Fix.
My Stitch Fix shows up. They'll probably.
I'm like, oh, well.
You're always wide. You've never really skinnied up. You'd look you look like a grapefruit on a golf tee. I want to see you in skinny jeans right now. Anything I can do. It's Primus. My Name is Mud, and I'm going to slide my hand in there. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.